Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge, extended with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, small business and professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. Let me know that you're listening to us, and Facebook, Business on the Edge, or you can email us with your questions at on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. We work hard to bring you a show with great guests, business resources, professional development resources that inspires you in your professional and business growth. Last week, we did a show with Coach Ida Hardy, and we talked a lot about, and it was a short show, we did about 30 minutes on the show, and I thought this week we would extend it a little bit because we want to talk a little bit more about job loss, transitions, things that happen in the workplace that are not always fun. You know, it's not always that big win, but, you know, we see bullying in the workplace. We see all kinds of things going on, and we have to start addressing those different things in the workplace. So we're going to bring her on in just a moment. But just to give you a little information, I am the Bay Area Business Coach on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And you can get us, if you're here in the Bay Area and you're the nine Bay Area counties, you can connect with us on AM 1220 KDOW or on Business on the Edge Radio, www.kdow.biz, to connect with the radio show there. And the show is live every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. here in Silicon Valley. And again, if you're somewhere else in the nation or the world, you can get us on kdow.biz. So what about bullying? What about workplace train wrecks? They happen. And this show, you know, Women in Business, Business on the Edge tonight, our Thursdays will be focused on getting information to women and women in the workplace and what they're doing in women careers. But what about these things that we see in the workplace? What about the workplace bullying? You know, we're seeing that 80% of the women in the workplace bully other women. We see men bullying women 64%. We're seeing jobs being lost and people making really bad decisions to go back and retaliate against their bosses and against their employers. In fact, not long ago, probably sometime last year, and I want to say it was early last year, maybe midway through the first 6 months, and we had a devastating a workplace just meltdown, and the employee, in fact, it was still an employee, went in and shut up his workplace. In fact, it was someone that I had seen in passing because they were a local show host for public access or one of the stations in downtown San Jose. So we have people just kind of losing it. And so what do we do about that? And so we're going to bring Coach Ida in on this conversation. Coach Ida, are you there?
I'm here.
And so I've been talking a little bit about transitions in the workplace, train wrecks that are happening in the workplace. I call them train wrecks. And how people, we're trying to find out ways that employees can respond better, employers can do better in terms of of letting people go sometimes that's not done in the best type of way, I think, and it could be inflammatory. But let's just say, what are just some basic things that you would say to an employer, a CEO of a company, or managers and supervisors of preventative methods or ways that they can do better in terms of dealing with employees, if they have to release an employee? What would you tell them in terms of ways that they could probably lessen the blow? I mean, losing your job is kind of difficult anyway, but what are some things that you can tell them as a leader before they address their employees or contractors? What can you say to them, leader to leader?
Well, first of all, realize that as long as we're on this planet, there are going to be changes. And so we need to start preparing now for later on. You know, there's always a possibility, whether it's a job or whether it's just everyday life, is going to happen. We have to be ready to make adjustments, you know, in spite of our circumstances. So instead of waiting until you get that devastating blow, begin to think about who you are right now and what's on the inside of you. You know, Coach Margaret, when I was told, you know, on the spur of the moment kind of, that my department was going to be shut down, I didn't have any leeway. I didn't have any pre-warning. But, you know, I want you to know that I wasn't just sitting there for the last couple of years, you know, putting all of my hope and my trust and my faith in just what I was doing. I knew at some point, you know, there are seasons in our lives, and I knew that at some point that things could possibly change. And so I began to think about myself. I thought, now, Coach Ida, who are you really? And if you've been as successful in this department with all of the, you know, success you've had, what else maybe do you have down on the inside of you? Talents and gifts, or even maybe opportunities that might be waiting right down the road for you to launch out and to try something different. So consider that. And sort of get more in touch with you and who you are and how you think and what is your passion. You know, you got to have a reason to get up every day. And if you're thinking that this job that you have and the success that you've had is all there is, you'll give up on yourself. But just remember, and I reminded myself, what you've seen of yourself is not all there is to you. You know, discover who is that, maybe that new person living that on the inside of you that you've never met yet. And so I just opened my mind, and I began to change the way I thought, and I began to just change my thinking style about, you know, the job and everything that I'm doing, what if.
Right. So let me ask you a question. And so you brought up a good point. So you were, your department was closing down. And so there's an initial shock to that. There's an initial, you know, what do you do at that point? And so I guess one of the things that I'd like you to tell our listeners is, what was that like for you, that initial, and so they can get past that initial shock, because it's devastating. I think it's happened to many, many people. I've had it happen to me at least twice in my career, and it's always very difficult when departments are being shut down and you're not on the cusp of that, when it's so immediate that you're thinking about that next step. And so I certainly wasn't thinking about that next step at the time that, you know, my season, if you will, like you said before, was ending at this company. I didn't know it was ending. And so and I'll explain how I responded to it in a minute. But when you have that initial shock, and for me, I was initially devastated. I was you know, disappointed. I was disappointed because I thought, man, I really enjoyed working with the people that I was working with. So, but sometimes that initial shock is anger for some people, you know. And if you have a boss who's a bit of a jerk, then that doesn't make it any easier. So your initial changing and your department being shut down, what was your initial emotion? What was make that real for us as the audience listening in today?
Well, you know, in a sense, It doesn't matter whether you've lost a job or lost a loved one or lost a dream or hope. You're going to go through stages of grieving. You know, for me, it was shocking at first, even though I had been thinking about it. But it came as a shock because at that moment, I, even though I knew it could happen, but when it actually happened, I didn't have all of my little plans and everything wasn't just one big, beautiful little picture where, you know, I was able to say, okay, this is over, and so now I've got this in line. Sure, I've been thinking about some things I could do and, you know, what I would do. But, you know, initially it was shocking and it was annoying. And, you know, actually I can use the word, I felt a little disoriented there for a while. But you don't want to tell you that what will happen is disorientation is going to lead you to reorientation. Because then I had to pull down on the inside of me those resources that many of them I didn't even know that I had. And I began to think, I said, okay, this too shall pass. So it is what it is. And you're going to go through stages, you know, because it makes a difference when you had a job that was pretty stable and you had an income, but all of a sudden when that's not there, well, you know, it's like everything has kind of caved in, you know, in a sense. But what I had to keep doing is self-talk to myself and encourage me. See, you know, there are times that you're going to have to encourage yourself. And you can just give up and go in the towel then and say, well, that's all there is to either. Or you might say, well, that's all I'm capable of. But how would you ever know? You know, the thought came to me, and maybe some of you can relate to this, is, you know, the next discovery of who Ida really is would never have happened if I hadn't not had this transition where I had to move from one place and begin to consider, okay, ending this situation so I can enter into a brand new, you know, situation. And, you know, transition always involves an ending of something and a new beginning of something else. And I'm going to tell you that I am living my best life now. But a year and a half ago, I felt like I was drowning at times. But I'm so encouraged because every day I'm learning more and more about the me that I never knew. So there are talents and gifts and things that I'm able to explore now that I never would be doing it. So I want to say, you know, don't give up on you. There's more to you than what the eyes have seen and what the ears have heard. So realize that one door might close, but just know that there are other doors ahead of you that open. So prepare yourself to begin to walk into those doors.
Absolutely, and I think that's fantastic advice. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson Extended. This is Business on the Edge Extended, and we're talking to Ida Hardy, life coach. And we're just kind of diving in here in terms of disappointments and losses in the workplace and some of the wrong behavior that we see in the workplace. And we need to have conversations about these difficult things. And if you want more information in regards to getting connected with Coach Ida, you can do that at idahardy.com. And you can also go to Facebook if you can connect with her Facebook page there, Ida Hardy Inspirational Coaching, and get information there. She's always doing these Eagle Nuggets. But, you know, getting back to some of the things that Coach Ida is saying, job loss is never easy, or bullying in the workplace and these different behaviors, and we're going to touch on some different areas here in a minute, but just to kind of go along the line with the job loss, and I said I would share my experience with losing a job, and I lost a very good job, and it was very disturbing to me at the time. I was, you know, I'm the type of worker that I like to work at the top of my game, and sometimes you work with coworkers who's not excited about that. So I was not only dealing with, at one point, losing my job, but there were bullies in the workplace, and so I had a couple of coworkers that were somewhat of bullies, and although I wasn't intimidated by them or allowed myself to be bullied, and I certainly tried to go to them and try to see if we could work together and not, because, you know, the best team that you're going to have is a team that's able to work together and that's united. And any time that you're divided in your efforts, it makes it impacts the company. It impacts what your goals are, because you have saboteurs really in the place that's trying to keep you from looking great in front of the bosses. But the real deal is that you should, everyone in your say there's a department, and I work in a specific department, my goal was always for everyone to look good and for the company to look good in terms of what we were doing. And so that was my agenda. But my co-worker's agenda was to sabotage and to make things a little bit more difficult. And if you want to call in and ask questions, and if you're going through some difficult situations with job loss, there's some smart ways of dealing with it. You can call in at 347-884-9043. That's 347, area code 884-9043. And the frustration became so difficult for our boss because they were going behind my back and just, whatever they were saying. I never really found out what that was, but we did end up all getting, there's just no nice way of putting it, we all got fired, and I got fired as a result of their antics, and I couldn't do anything about it. There was no defending myself. And so what I did is, I cried like a big baby. I are you kidding me? Because I wanted to stay in the place that I worked so hard at, and I was very good at what I was doing in the production arena. But what I did is I decided to leave right, even though I felt like this was a wrong move for the companies, on the company's end, I decided to do it right. And I went to the CEO of the company, to a large, small business, if I could say it like that, and sat with him, sat with the CFO on separate occasions, and just shared my heart in terms of and that I enjoyed working there. And then, what I did? I asked for an opportunity with the CEO. We'd just gotten all this brand new business, editing equipment. And I said, I really want to start my own business. And so I did have some thoughts of starting my own business, but I didn't have a plan together or anything. But I said, I'd be willing to work off the equipment. I'd be willing to keep editing this show for you and doing this if I could work off this equipment. And it turned out, in this devastating time, 8 days later, I was starting my first company, And so there can be some really great opportunities that come out of this, out of difficult situations. In fact, not only did I start my own business, they were my first major company customer. And so I ended up doing a show, editing a show that I was, when I was working on staff and doing so many other things, but just working, just doing one show for more than what I was getting paid when I was on staff. So there's a right way to do it if you take a right approach to it and a right attitude. And so I really enjoy what Coach Ida says, is that you don't know what's deep down inside of you until it's challenged. And sometimes it might take being fired or your department being shut down. When you say, Coach Ida, that the challenges that we face can pull out the good or the bad, the good, bad, or ugly. I don't know if you remember that old movie, The Good, Bad, and the Ugly with Clint Eastwood. But we make that decision.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have to learn how to just accept whatever we can't change, because deciding to just lay there in the muck and feel sorry for yourself and give up and get the grab. And, I'm going to tell you that many people who have had job losses, they'll become physically ill, and I mean lost their health behind it. It's not worth it to allow yourself to come to a point like that. Begin to focus on the things that you can do something about, and begin to become inside-minded, where you're looking not just at the small picture of what's right here in front of your eyes, but begin to look ahead and change your belief system. I've never been a real negative person. So one of the things that really helped me was
when I was released and my department was shut down, I was able to be enthusiastic, even in times when I was feeling, you know, devastated and in shock. And, you know, you say, well, what are you going to do? Well, you know what? I didn't have all the answers. But I would tell myself, okay, and this is the way I go to my clients. Just take one day at a time. You can't even see tomorrow. Just inhale and exhale today. I use the metaphor, the analogy for myself, Coach Margaret, during that time. One day I said to myself, I said, you know, Coach Ida, do you want to be like a rubber ball that the harder it slams against the ground, the higher it bounces back up? Or do you want to be like an egg when it slams to the ground, it just splatters? And, you know, I want you to know that I think sometimes we underestimate the power of choice. We have the power to choose whether we're going to splatter or whether we're going to bounce back like a rubber ball. And so I decided, you know, I have buoyancy here, and so I'm just going to try, you know, my wings, so to speak, like an eagle does. And I'm going to just see how, you know, much higher can I soar than I've already soared. Listen, if you've been airborne one time, it's a very good chance that you can take off and pull yourself up out of ground zero and begin to soar back up. You know, there's always a higher height and a deeper depth for you. So I want you to know I'm learning things now, but, you know, I never would be doing all of these things. As Coach Margaret said, you know, that door that shut for her opened massive doors for her. And, you know, I want you to believe in yourself. And, you know, try as much as you can while you're going through the stages of shock and anger and losing your loss to see the bigger picture and to see yourself. Begin to imagine and vision in your mind maybe some things you'd like to do. And begin to paint a picture of that. You know, imagine what that would look like. And begin to pursue it. Hey, you don't have anything to lose and everything to gain, you know. Don't let your tomorrows be your today. You know, tomorrow is gone. You know, it's never going to return. But, you know, tomorrow will be a new day. And it'll be a good time for a possible renewal in your life. So, you know, go for it.
And that's fantastic. That's right. You know, you don't want your todays to be your tomorrows. You have a choice in how that's going to look. And workplace behavior is a big deal. You know, we talk a lot about we don't want our kids bullying in school, and we're going to shift gears here in a moment. What I would like to say is that, you know, just doing a little research on the web, we're expected to have 7 to 10 different career paths in our lifetime. And so let me just tell you, you probably will change your jobs for whatever reasons, but you can respond in a smart and healthy way. Taking life is never, never, never a smart way. Retaliation is never, never. No one wins out of those situations. So I would encourage you, like Coach Ida, is look at the opportunities that are ahead of you, because they may look bleak, but there's probably something in there for you to do that no one else can do within your business, within your career, within your profession. So, you know, be smart about that. But as we transition to some other workplace behaviors, and now I don't want to let, Coach, I don't want to let leaders off the hook or bad management off the hook, because when I say leaders, I like to think that when I say this word, a leader really has an understanding of doing it well. And I've often said, even on AM 1220 KDOW, that not all managers are leaders, but all leaders are managers at some point. Because leaders, a great leader is really mindful of giving their team the best support and their people the best support to become the best people in their organization to achieve the goals that they're trying to achieve. Now, you can achieve goals and have really funky management, for lack of a better term, or, you know, those that are not great leaders. You know, I like great leaders. I like John Maxwell, who talks about great leadership, and the Brian Tracys and these different people out here. You know, like now Steve Jobs was a great probably manager in terms of a leader and with regards to people skills. Well, there's some debate about that, that he was a little bit of a, I don't want to say bully, but he was certainly difficult to deal with. One would say, or people would say, if you look around the web and some of the commentary that it surrounds Steve Jobs, but he got the job done. But what his people does, you know, what his people do say about him is that he was just a stickler for, he knew what he wanted and he went after it. So there's some debate. I never had an opportunity to meet the guy or be around him, so I suspect some of it is because he knew what he wanted. He was no nonsense about it. Doesn't mean that he wasn't a great leader, but again, you know, it makes for great radio or press to make him out the bad guy. But I can tell you, I have an iPhone 5 today, so something, he did something right. But, you know, in terms of leaders and running your businesses and running, you know, a team, and I've had an opportunity to run teams from different sizes, and I'm always mindful of how my people respond to instruction and making sure that I pull the best out of them. But what about the bad guys? What about the jerks? And because they're out there. It's just the bottom line. You have insecure managers, supervisors alike. Again, like I started the show and said, 80% of women, come on, this is Women in Business. This Thursday show is a Women in Business show. 80% of women bully other women, and we're seeing a rise in women in leadership, in, you know, improving bottom lines in corporations. And so we are emerging. But if we're emerging as witches, and I'll be nice and say it that way, that's not a good thing. What do you say about that? What would you tell women? What do we need to do and say this is not okay in the workplace? This is not okay at all, but in the workplace it should be unacceptable.
Well, you know, one of the things I need to say, and I can talk from experience, you only have control and power over yourself. And you can always have people that's going to be that way, but you don't let their problems and their issues become yours. You know, you can grow through this yourself. You can make the best of that situation, and you can set healthy boundaries for yourself, and you can grow from that. You know, you'll never know how strong you are until you are, you know, challenged to have to endure something like abuse. You know, it's hard. It's hard. And sometimes, you know, it really makes you angry. You want to take matters into your own hands. I can kind of understand how people get violent and go into a rage, you know, when they lose their job. And sometimes my clients have told me, well, after all I've gone through and put up with it, and I stayed and I was faithful, you know, well, welcome to life. It's going to happen.
Right.
But, you know, I've thanked a few people that made my life so miserable in the job force because, you know what, in my weakness, it brought out the greatest strength within me. And I'm not there. I'm better. But, you know, sometimes I believe certain people are put in our path to help stretch us, that we will come out more purified and we will know and understand more about what it is to be stretched and to grow into the greater powerful woman or man, especially women, like you said. I think we as women sometimes, we feel like we always get the short end of the stick. But, you know, this really is a season when women are rising up. And Coach Margaret, you're a perfect example of that, of all you've gone through. You know, you are flying higher than you've ever flown before. But it didn't come easy and it didn't come cheap in your life. And, you know, neither has it come cheap for me. But, you know, in a sense, I want to thank some of the people that did some of the things and made my life miserable, because now I've learned strategies and how-tos that it's helping me to go into that next level. So, you know, I'm not one of those people that's going to waste my energy looking backwards, because I really do believe that if we make the choice and the decision to go forward and to make the necessary adjustments,
from maybe misery back there. And you know what? It won't be the last time that you might be on a job that things are going to be unfair. Listen, the world is not fair. We know that. But I'm encouraged because what they might have meant for my bad, listen, it's working for my good now.
And that's encouraging. And I'm going to say this because this is Business on the Edge, so I'm going to get a little edgy for you. Now, Coach Ida has given us a very, very kind way of approaching this and looking at this. And I'm just going to say that she's not suggesting that it's okay for you to be a bully in the workplace.
Absolutely.
She's not encouraging that even though someone chooses to rise above your antics, they're the ones doing the right thing. You're not doing the right thing. You can both do the right thing in terms of your workplace situation. And bullying is not just from leadership. It can be coworkers. But I do want to stress that she is not saying that it's okay and suggesting that you can be a bully in the workplace because you're helping someone grow. Give me a break. That's not the case. They're choosing, you know, even in my own world and situations, that I choose to do the right thing or do the better thing. I'm not perfect, and if you catch me on the right day, you might, you know, push the right buttons. But what I do is I try to respond with some dignity, and I try to respond, and maybe not respond, and just kind of be the nice person and walk away, because I think that there's right ways to respond to things. And so getting back to what we're seeing in bullying, you know, we're seeing it in our schools, you know, and if you're a parent and your kids are bullying, you know, I would one, look at what's going on with the kids, and I just say that because we're bullying in the workplace. So how can we tell our children not to bully at school if you're a bully in the workplace? So that really needs to be looked at. And bullying could be verbal, it could be nonverbal, you know, it could be, you know, here's some examples, you know, it could be invalid criticism, unwanted criticism, blame, it could be, you could be sworn at, you know, you can, you know, just different ways, it could be intimidation, it could be stresses, it could be unrealistic deadlines and expectations. So don't think bullying is just what you've seen, you know, someone calls you a name or they're just, you know, meet at lunch at high noon and, you know, no, it's not that. It's stresses. It's, you know, failures to meet organizational goals and your boss is you know, a bully about it. And you know, so we have to look at these, and these are just some of the forms, but our responsibility is, one, is not to be part of the problem. And two, there are resources outside of your organization that an employee can get a hold of to kind of help put things in perspective within that organization. So let me just let you know that if you're bullying and you're not seen and you've gone to your HR manager or you've gone to your bosses to try to resolve this and it's not being resolved and your bosses are part of the problem, then you do have resources outside of that organization to definitely labor laws, you know, that surround bullying. You know, you can get the support that you need. You can certainly go to Department of Labor, EDD, to get some support in regards to what's going on. So let's be careful that we're not just thinking that, you know, it's your business or inside your company, you can do certain things. You know, we have laws and we have regulation and structures for a reason. We have, you know, ways of people getting information that can help them have a safe place to work. You should want to have a safe place and environment for people to work in, Coach Ida. And so what are some of the thoughts that you have in terms of, again, you know, leadership not being part of the problem, because they can be part of the problem, along with employees that they like, favorite employees.
Many times, you know, when department has or being maybe unfair or abusive or, you know, a bully, many times it's a result of their own insecurities. And sometimes, you know, they themselves can be, you know, job scared. It doesn't make it right, but one of the things that I see going back to MF choices, you know, at some point I had to decide how much of somebody else's issues was I going to allow to become a part of my issues and that I was going to retire. You know, a lot of times the reason why employees don't go and seek out help when they're being bullied or abused or those kind of things is because they're afraid of retaliation. And of course, that can be a biggie, you know, in the job force. Sometimes you don't always know who's for you, even though they're supposed to be there for you. But sometimes they don't always necessarily represent you in a right way that's fair, too. So sometimes that can be a real stressing situation for people on the job who are being, feel like they're being harassed or abused or even bullied or threatened. You know, like you said, there are all kinds of bullying. Intimidation can be one. You know, but no matter what it is, at some point, you know, we have to choose. Am I going to allow this to take me out, or am I going to stand my ground? You know, it's such things as healthy boundaries, too. It's okay to speak up for yourself. You know, I'm not perfect either. You know, I can get upset just like, you know, the next human being. But one of the things I have learned to handle it a little better. I mean, there were times way back when I could just go off and, you know, and explode. But I've learned that, you know, sometimes it's such a negative consequence. That's not actually the way to handle it either. It's not what's even good for me. But, you know, I'm the kind of person, I do set boundaries. And I am pretty bold. I do it, you know, in a manner where it's not rude. But I am very straightforward. And I think it's good to be that way. I think there's a time and a place for that. And, you know, so what I do is I try to think the best of the situation. And sometimes, you know, when you're on a job and you feel like these things are going on, you have to choose which battle you want to engage in. And, you know, it could be an everyday 24/7 if you allow it. But there again, you have to choose how much of the stress of that atmosphere and that boss or that person that you're working with, how much are you going to allow to shoot out on you and internalize those things? See, that's when the anger starts building up, when you just take and take and take. No, there's a time when you need to speak up.
Sure.
And there's a time when you can, you know, I learned there's just as much power in no as there are in yes. And there have been times I've stood my ground and I've said, you know, I'm sorry, I understand where you're coming from, but I absolutely can't do that because, first of all, it does not describe who I am and how I feel and what I'm trying to accomplish here in this job. So it's okay, you know, after all, you can't look at your boss as being, you know, a god or somebody that doesn't make mistakes. No, they're human just like we are. And sometimes, you know, in my situation, I've helped to enlighten my boss because, you know, of the way that I responded to what I felt like wasn't there. And they were able to get another picture and see another side of what was happening. And we were able to resolve it. And we were able to get a total understanding. But I think sometimes you need to, you know, let the people around you in the job force, you know that you don't consider yourself like a nobody. You know, sometimes we look like victims to people. So they don't even respect us. But, you know, you're not a victim. You're a victor. And you have a right to be respected. And nobody has the right to disrespect you or to bully you. But like I said, we seem to be living in a world where there's so much of that going on. But there are ways and there are things that we can do. But first of all, you know, think about the positive way you can handle it rather than going off and leaving and coming back and just hurting and, you know, shooting people up. And I think that's one of the major fears that a lot of, you know, the people have on the job now. If they get fired or if
they're being bullied, that because they have a fear of confronting the situation openly, then they internalize anger. And you know, it's all the triggers that let something build up to boiling point. That's never healthy and wholesome.
Right.
So they got robbed now, and being strategized, and actually said, okay, where's my boundary line, and how much am I willing to sacrifice here while I'm on this job, and what would I do if this happened or if this happened to me? And begin to constantly think about healthy ways that you can handle a situation should it get out of control. There's always an alternative to going in and, you know, early in the evening and seeing people, even our children are afraid of these kinds of things when we as parents, you know. But, you know, we're living in a different world now than the one I grew up in and you grew up in. But, you know, there are always healthy, wholesome ways that we can handle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you just started to touch in on another part of this topic in terms of preventative methods, behaviors in the workplace. And so we need to talk about that. But you mentioned some interesting things, Coach Ida. And if you're just tuning in again, if you want to call in and you're struggling in your workplace or you're, you know, upset with your boss, or and you could call in anonymously. We will not, you can call in with a different name. We would not expose you here on the radio show. So you can freely speak. And, of course, that's with some decorum. We don't want anyone going off here on the radio here. But you can call in at 347-884-9043. That's 347-884-9043. And, again, I am the Bay Area's Business on the Edge coach, AM 1220 KDOW. You can get our live show here in the Bay Area if you're local in the nine Bay Area counties on AM 1220. If not, and you're around the nation or around the globe, you can get our show every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on www.kdow.biz. That's kdow.biz. And we're talking about just workplace behavior, some of the different things that are sticking out in our society right now with going to work. Sometimes, you know, whoever thought that it would be a concern going to work. We didn't think that. Who would think that getting fired from a job would result in someone coming in and shooting up your workplace and retaliating against your boss or the boss? And what's interesting about that, by the way, if you're getting hired at a place, just know that they do have the power to fire you under whatever the contract is or the law is. And so you know that that's par for the course. So you really need to take note of that, even if you've been on staff for 20 years or you know, Coach Ida said earlier, says, you know, all that I've given, but that was your job, all that you were given. And if you gave more than just the job description, you had opportunities for promotion. It gave you opportunities to create new income and more income. So those are just par for the course in working at an organization. So if that contract changes or that deal changes and you're no longer needed or wanted or whatever on that staff, then they have a right to make that change and that transition, and you have to have the right attitude in terms of how you're going to respond to it in a healthy way. And so hopefully you're doing those sorts of things, and you can get more information about Coach Ida or even having Coach Ida to come in and do a preventative seminar, workshop, you know, dealing with transition, dealing with job losses or potential job losses, and you can connect with her at idahardy.com. That's www.idahardy.com. And her information is there on the website. And trying to figure out how to create a healthy environment. Bullying, again, is not something that we want to see in the workplace. We don't even want to see it on our school grounds. I am certainly not going to come into an organization and tolerate being bullied. I'm not saying that people won't try, and we talked earlier about that they did. I was not susceptible to bullying. I actually had a very direct approach to it in that I went to both of the ladies and said, hey, is there some way that we can find a way to get along? They did not want to do that, and I did all, and I continued to do my job without intimidation. And as a result of their antics like I said, we all lost our jobs, but only one of us out of the three lost it well. And I ended up creating contracts and starting a brand new business, you know, more than 10 years ago, being my business owner for the, being a business owner for the first time and making more money than I did when I initially lost the job. And then as a result of that, created another contract, which pushed us into an even bigger six-figure income. So it was a good day for me in terms of losing my job. But and it doesn't all play out that way for everyone. But and this is why I coach today, is because I've been through some things, and I want you to know that there are new opportunities and new adventures to conquer. And you want to conquer those in your professional career, in your business career, so you want to do that. But preventative methods, Coach Ida started talking about preventative methods here at the end of what she was sharing in terms of bullying in the workplace. Transitions happen. Suck it up. That's what it is. That's what it is. Life happens. You know, I don't know what other way to say it in terms of, you know, we have to deal with it. And if you cannot deal with it, then you're in the wrong business situation. Definitely get some coaching or get some your medical attention if that's what you need in terms of professional psychologist or psychiatrist. There's all sorts of resources to help you kind of back through things. And you have these professional coaches now, life coaches. And what I love about life coaches is, and they'll tell you, like, Coach Ida is not a physician or a psychologist, but life coaches, and this is going to sound kind of bad, but it doesn't show up on your, you know, in terms of getting medical insurance. You know, insurance is when you're getting life insurance and all of that. Sometimes those things play a part in what you're going to pay. And so I look at those opportunities, but we can start with coaches. Coaches are not taking anything away from psychologists or psychiatrists. All they're doing is adding value to what's available for people to get. Sometimes you just need to talk to someone who's been through some things and can talk to you at a level that is comfortable for you. And coaches can do that. Our job is to get you into the end zone. A life coach is to get you into the end zone of life. My job as a business coach is to get you in the end zone of your business, of your profession, of your career. And if you can take that, then and not resist it and find these sorts of support systems, then I think you're going to achieve a lot more than you thought you could achieve in the long run. So, Coach Ida, now, we know that you'll do seminars, you'll go into organizations and do preventative classes, or you'll do classes on loss. And I like this thing with preventative methods, because we don't have to always talk about things after the fact. We can really set some things in motion and deal with them prior to. So for companies to come in and bring life coaches in and says, okay, your jobs are not at stake, let's talk about it. We don't really have an issue of bullying in the workplace, but let's talk about workplace behavior. Let's talk about things that can keep us on the right track so we can continue to perform at an optimal level and do what we're here to do in terms of selling our products or services. Why? So you create income, you can pay the employees, and we can do it all over again the next day and year after year for long-term sustainability, because your greatest resource are your people. So let's talk a little bit about preventative methods and preventative strategies and training classes that these companies can, you know, bring in experts like yourself to structure something customizable for their organization. What do you say to those types of strategies?
Well, you know, many times I've found that some of the stresses and some of the situations in the job place, you know, goes all the way back to how did you cope with situations in transitioning way back in the family that you came out of. You know, one of the things about the workshops is so powerful. I like to kind of like do a search and try to help people get to the root of their problems. Because sometimes, you know, you'll bring stuff from home on the job or vice versa, from the job to your home, and you're just kind of miserable everywhere you go. But many times I find people don't really have a clue who they really are.
And so the more you know about you, the more it's going to enhance you to be able to face whatever challenges that should come forth, you know, on the job. And you can prevent a lot of things by practicing, learning to cope in a positive way with situations, no matter whether it's on the job or whether, you know, it's in your home or with the parents or if you're still a younger person, single or whatever. You know, now is the time to begin to learn more and more how-tos.
Right, but would you say, okay, and you're saying this to the employer, you're saying this to the CEOs, because so if they wanted to bring you in, for example, on, say, for example, if I wanted to bring a life coach in and said, you know, I want you to do a training class on, you know, 2-hour training class on prevention, behavioral prevention, workplace prevention, and you're saying there's things that absolutely people bring things from their homes, frustrations, you know, fights with the spouse, you know, crazy kids acting crazy, teenagers. And so there's preventative, you're saying there's preventative things that we can do, or I think these are smart things for companies to do, is to bring in coaches, not, like I said, not after the fact, but prior to something happening. You know, I love, there's some Bay Area companies that I think are fantastic, like C.H. Reynolds. I think it's a great company. They're so family oriented in terms of what they do. So they'll do these outings. They'll either go golfing and they do these family events and it, because they're trying to keep their company culture healthy. And part of keeping a company culture healthy is training, education, knowledge. And so is that something you would go into an organization and do? Would you go do training classes that are really preventative classes?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's what I'm talking about. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The more healthy and wholesome, you know, you are, the greater health and wholesome atmosphere is going to be in the atmosphere of your job. And if you can get yourself as well as your employees, and who knows how many people you might have working under you that you're responsible for, but you know that can be a lot of stress on you.
Sure.
But if you learn ways and means of how to juggle, you know, your own needs and responsibilities in every aspect of your life, then you have more of a balance in your work.
Sure. I'm on your website right now on idahardy.com, and I'm looking at your bio, and I'm looking at a success story here. And I just want to read this, and I think this is interesting. It says, Coach Ida's 10-point precision identified one of the deep challenges in my life, revenge, which came from my father. The tremendous breakthrough spearheaded my road to recovery from other residue issues of the severe childhood sexual abuse. And this is from a Fortune 500 corporate executive. And so there's things going on with people in the workplace that are at every level, not just, you know, entry level or just your day-to-day employees that's helping getting things done, but you're talking about top executives.
Absolutely. You know, Coach Margaret, I want to tell you that this particular situation, and listen, I've had to walk people through, this was a very serious situation. Sometimes the pressure and the stress and the job force combined with other hurts and pains and, you know, losses and grieving causes people to be, you know, suicidal. And, you know, this is one of those kinds of situations that I, you know, had to deal with. And like I said, it doesn't matter how high you are up in a company, whatever, you're human. And sometimes while you're there on that job, doing the best you can, you're thinking about, you know, how can I end this all? I don't want to do this anymore. And that's exactly the case with many of these. Actually, this was one of those situations where there was such heavy-duty suicidal tendencies. You know, this person just wanted out. And as happy as they might look like they should be because of the success rate of where they had soared to in the company, underneath they were wanted to self-destruct. So it's very serious, and
we were able to trace, you know, the real root of the problem, and we were able to get some healing and some restoration, and to see a bigger picture, and to, you know, to iron out a lot of those hurts and angers and hatred, because, you know, sometimes this is what they take on the job place, too, because something can spark something on the job that can remind them of things they've already gone through. So it's tremendous, and I'm always so excited when I can see a breakthrough like that. But, you know, they're everywhere.
Right, right. Right.
And a lot of the antidepressant medications that people are on just to cope with every day on their job or on their very life. They have to have something to get them going in the morning,
sure.
Have something to help them sleep at night, to wake them up in the morning. And they're not really living. I want you to know they're not really living. They're just existing. And, you know, we have a much greater purpose on this planet than
sure.
just, you know, inhaling and exhaling. Life is beautiful.
Absolutely.
And life can help someone else to begin to enjoy it and to fulfill their purpose and their destiny on this planet. I'm so excited about them.
And that sounds exciting because we want, you know, I had to say no to an opportunity to coach a lady who has her own company. And as we began to talk and meet and I began to assess the situation, because she hadn't gotten through some very difficult losses, and these were actually the loss of her brother and the loss of her father, and this was like more than 10 years ago, and she's still kind of stuck there. And I actually just told her, I said, you know, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I said, because of those losses, she was really kind of hopping around from different types of businesses that she was starting and really not completing anything because she was stuck in that place. We have about 3 minutes before the show is over. But my point is, as I'm going along with what Coach Ida is saying, but people get stuck, and unless you deal with some of those hurts and those pains, you can't move forward. And I could not help this potential customer, and I had to walk away from the opportunity because, in fact, I pointed them to you, so hopefully they'll engage so they can really get the help that they need. I know this was a while back, so hopefully they're mulling that over because it was very, you know, they were in a very, very, you know, I just want to say a bad place in terms of really having to deal with that. And so you really want to get the support and the help that you need from the coaches that are out there. Get in and do your investigation. Make sure that these life coaches are not just – Life Coach Ida Hardy has been – she's been coaching before coaching. Life coaching became a popular word. And so you've been coaching inside the nonprofit organizations, and they had you in areas of counseling and all of that. So you have a track record. You have more than a 20-year track record on bringing resolutions to the lives of different types of people, from, like we said, from corporate leaders to sports figures to just everyday people. And so we want you to get this information. You can go to Coach Ida's website. If you want her to come and speak at your organization or do a training class for you, you can go to www.idahardy.com. You can also call at 408-461-7470. She would travel around the nation. She's traveled around the globe, so no place is untouchable. We have about 90 seconds. Again, you're listening to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. This is our Thursday Women in Business. Coach Ida is a new business owner in terms of having her own business because we've been talking about job loss, and she found another way to take what she loves to do and put it on a national stage, on a world stage, rather than just behind four walls. So that's very exciting. And so we're going to have her back on the show because she has a very great training and teaching on seniors. You're not, you know, there's so much more for you to do, and we're seeing a lot more seniors starting businesses, so that's exciting. So like I tell these corporations, don't let all your stars go. Your seniors can be mentors to the younger generation that's coming up. Again, AM 1220 KDOW, you can get me every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are live, AM 1220 KDOW, and you can also connect with us online, live on the show, listen live, www.kdow.biz. And if you want to connect with me as a business coach, businessontheedge.biz, you can get us there all day long, 24/7. Facebook, Business on the EB, Business on the Edge, actually, and Twitter, Business on the EB. And as always, live life on purpose and with a purpose.